Police don't know how much data they could lose if their IT systems are hacked. An audit's shown police computer systems are ill-prepared to cope with major disruption. The police say they're working on it. RNZ Phil Pennington is also working on it. Kia ora, Phil. What have you found out?
What do you know there, Susie? Well, of course, the Waikato Hospital ransomware attack has sensitised us all to the really high stakes around data and cyber security. And few agencies have the power to get as much data on us and on crime as the police. And this includes people's personal data. So we went asking about how good their planning and preparation is if their systems suffer what's called a disaster. There's not a lot in terms of what the disaster might be, but I guess we're talking hacking or even a physical disaster. It shows that there hasn't been a lot of planning and preparation, at least at the point that this audit was done.
Okay, so how do we know that?
Well, this is a 2019 audit, which the police had told MPs about, so we knew to request it. And it's identified, Susie, a raft of gaps in their systems in terms of their planning. It shows, for instance, that they hadn't done an assessment of the major threats to their cyber resilience, that they'd had insufficient investment in cyber strength for years, had no proper framework or recovery strategies, or indeed a business continuity plan. Also, there was confusion between two different teams of police over who was even in charge of IT disaster recovery.
All right, and what is disaster recovery?
Well, we're talking about these major disruptions that there can be. The audit found that the police have been relying largely on their own staff who are capable and experienced to make up for these gaps. But the gaps, you know, these included a lack of plans for backup, not testing IT vendors and the partners they use are up to scratch, lack of regular disaster recovery and testing. Unfortunately, we've only got two pages of the audit to go on because police refused to release anything more than the executive summary from KPMG. They said that this was reflective of the rest of it and that putting more out might put staff off speaking up in future about this.
So that was 2019, so 2 years on. What are police doing about it?
Well, that's the rub, isn't it? We're asking about this because of the whole thing about the security of our data. We asked them for details over all of this raft of things, which things they had fixed. They didn't want to go into detail about it. They say that they did fix some things without specifying them, put other things into their new cyber security resilience program. We asked a couple of times for more details. They say cybersecurity is ever-changing and they're doing repeated audits and reviews to keep up with it.
All right, so they've done one audit, or what about any other kinds of assessments?
There are other things there, Susie. We've got internal self-assessments. It's a very mixed picture that's painted. One of these assessments says that police have moved from the second lowest rung of their way of keeping people's personal information secure. That was in 2016. Up closer to the second highest rung. Another assessment says police are in making a big step in terms of data quality, helped by reviews of IT problems. But a third from last year says information handling requires significant uplift, yet that's been hampered by, if you like, sort of hand-to-mouth budgeting, and describes very fragmented data systems.
And where does that leave everything?
Well, I think the jury's got to be out on this in terms of their planning around the security of their systems. We'd like to know more. We'll be asking for more. And of course, this is not just the data that police collect. This is around information that they increasingly get from the likes of immigration, internal affairs with passports, transport agency with driver licensing, and a separate OIA from 2020, a briefing to the police minister, shows that they want to gather still more data. It says there are important cyber policy gaps that need to be addressed in this term of government. They're going to do that. It talks about of police needing more access to evidence held anywhere in the world online, and they're starting that with a deal to get more data from Europol. Under the OIA, unfortunately, police also withheld from us an assurance review they'd done into their use of contractors and consultants.
Phil Pennington, thank you very much for that.